WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Yugoslavian journalist Slavenka Draculic says while the West has been advertising the end of communism, communism still persists in the way Eastern Europeans behave and think. They still go home to small, crowded apartments, drive unreliable cars, worry about their sickly children, have boring jobs if they are not unemployed, and eat poor quality food. Draculic's essays on Eastern Europeans and how they lived during communist rule and during its fall are collected in the new book, How We Survived Communism and Even Laughed. John Leonard has a review.
Actually, there's not a lot to laugh at in these essays by the Yugoslavian feminist and critic Slavenka Draculic, especially since she must look back in the harsh light of recent days and wonder whether she's still Yugoslavian, whether she's now instead Croatian, and whether this switch in cultural identities means anything to her as a woman and as a citizen. Probably not. The thesis gliding through her pages is that a woman's life was rotten in Eastern Europe during the 44 years of post-war Stalinist squat, and there's not much sign that life under the new nationalistic free market dispensation will get much better, at least for women, not with new regimes determined to cut back on abortion rights and equal opportunity, not when the ideal Magyar or Slovak woman suddenly and once again belongs in the kitchen making dinner and the bedroom making babies, if in fact they can find a two-bedroom apartment. Women just aren't on anybody's agenda. But if How We Survived Communism isn't comic, it is witty and warm, generous of spirit, loving of quirks, novelistic in its depth of feeling, alert to moments that ramify and resonate. Wherever she goes, Zagreb, Sofia, Budapest, Prague, Warsaw, Berlin, Draculic always finds herself with another intelligent woman, in the kitchen, fixing soup, discussing men. And from men, as another species of victim, these women go on to talk about detergents, dolls and pantyhose, fur coats and cosmetics, wall paint and floor mops, toilet paper and pizza. Each essay levitates from the humdrum to a dervish spin. Ideas turn into angels. Consider, for instance, sanitary napkins. At a scholars' conference in New York a couple of years ago, Draculic held up a Tampax. "I have just come from Bulgaria," she said, "and believe me, women there don't have either napkins or Tampax. They never had them, in fact. Nor do women in Poland or Czechoslovakia, much less in the Soviet Union or Romania." This I hold as one of the proofs of why communism failed, because in the 70 years of its existence, it couldn't fulfill the basic needs of half the population. She goes on to say, "The sight of a sanitary napkin was a necessary precondition for understanding what we are talking about. Not that women wait in long lines for food or don't have washing machines, but that besides all the hardship of living in Eastern Europe, if they can't find gauze or absorbent cotton, they have to wash bloody cloth pads every month again and again, as their grandmothers did hundreds of years ago. For them, communism has changed nothing in that respect." From such unlikely trampolines, an orange, an aspirin, perfume, we see Draculic leap to conclusions about privacy and the neglect of public space, about censorship and wiretapping and the equal distribution of poverty, about hoarding and divorce and Barbie as an icon, about the gaudy corruptions of capitalism and reading Western feminists as if they wrote science fiction, about memory and the marketing of ersatz chunks of the Berlin Wall. Why not, she wonders, make a flea market out of Buchenwald, sell the hair as souvenirs? She is quite wonderful, and I'm told we'll get a novel from her in May, and I'm waiting for it in my kitchen with the soup.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed How We Survived Communism and Even Laughed by Slavenka Draculic. She'll be our guest later this week on Fresh Air.